Harriet was wearing a motherly nightgown of plain cotton that her maid had recruited from the housekeeper. Underneath, she had three petticoats, as well as four woolen stockings in her bodice. Just to show off a bit, she arched her back. "A nursery rhyme character with big breasts," Gemma said. "Very big breasts. Very, very... motherly breasts," Harriet prompted. "Actually, you don't look motherly as much as wildly curvaceous. The problem will be if one of our house guests lures you into a corner and attempts a cheerful grope. Wasn't there some nursery rhyme about lighting the way to bed?" "I'm not on my way to bed," Harriet said, somewhat deflated. "And no one ever tries to grope me. What character are you?" Gemma's gown was made of a clear, pale pink that looked wonderful with the dark gold colour of her unpowdered hair. There were small silk poppies sewn all over her skirts and poppies tucked in her hair. She managed to look elegant and yet untamed all at once. "Titania, Queen of the Fairies. I'm Mother Goose, which fairly sums up the difference between us." "What are you talking about?" Gemma scolded, wrapping an arm around Harriet. "Look at you, darling. You are far too young and fresh to be Mother Goose." "No one will know who I am," Harriet said, pulling away from Gemma and sitting on the bed. "They'll think I'm a fat white ghost." Gemma started laughing. "The ghost of a murdered cook. No, all you need is a clue to your Mother Goose status, and people will admire the cleverness of your costume. Wait until you see Lord Plagget as Henry VIII. He has a hearthrug tied around his middle, and he looks as big as a barn." "I already look as big as a barn, at least on top." "A goose," Gemma said. "Of course, you need a goose, and I know just the one." "Oh, but..." 2 minutes later, Gemma was back, with a goose. "Is that real?" Harriet asked warily. "In a manner of speaking, I'm afraid it's a little stiff. It usually flies along the wall in the south parlour. My mother-in-law has a morbid attitude toward decorating that involved arranging all kinds of dead animals on the walls. You can use the poor goose tonight, darling, and then we'll set him free to fly to a better place, if you understand me." Harriet took the goose in her hands rather dubiously. It was stuffed so that its neck stayed stiff, as if it were in flight. "Just tuck it under your arm," Gemma said. Harriet stood up and tried it. "Not like that. Here, turn his head upright, so he looks like a friend whispering in your ear." Harriet stared down at the bird's glossy eyes. "This is not a friendly goose." It looked ready to lunge from her hands and peck someone. "There is no such thing as a friendly goose," Gemma said. "I must go see how Isidore is coming with her costume. I checked on her earlier, and her maids were frantically tearing apart two dresses. She says she's going to be a queen, but I'm afraid she's going to enter the ballroom wrapped in a handkerchief." "Why doesn't Isidore go by her title of Duchess of Cosway?" Harriet asked. "Last night she was announced as Lady Isidore Delfino." "I don't think she's ever met the Duke. Her husband, I mean," Gemma said. "Or if she did, it was for 5 minutes years ago. So she uses her own title. Although for tonight, she's the Queen of Palmyra." "If you had told me that you were planning a Twelfth Night costume party," Harriet said, putting the goose down, "I could have been a queen as well." "Apparently queens don't wear much clothing, so you'll definitely be more comfortable this way. And I'm sorry about not warning you, darling, but it's so much fun doing it last minute. You should see people rushing about the house looking for costumes. The butler is going mad. It's wonderful." And with that, Gemma sailed out of the room, leaving Harriet with the goose. It was absurd to feel so sorry for herself. Every time she walked into Judge Truda's court, she heard of people whose lives were far more desperate. Why, just last month there was a girl who stole half a jar of mustard and 6 oranges. Truda had actually woken up and wanted to give the poor child hard labour, fool that he was. But she, Harriet, had no need to steal oranges. She was a duchess. She was still relatively young. She was healthy.